If you keep that up, your face will stay that way.
I'm trying to cheer up Em. She's having a mopey fake again. She's making the mopey face again.
You. Hey.
Don't listen to him, Mom. I'm doing fine.
Just so long as both of you find some way to be entertained and stay out of trouble. I don't care what you do with your faces. Anyway, I think you guys will like this town. They have miniature golf. The only catch is this house will require a lot of work to make comfortable.
Why did we leave our other place? Everything there was brand new.
Unfortunately, new costs a lot. Since your father passed away, I haven't been able to afford that house. At least out here, we won't be under as much financial strain. This house has been in the family for years.
Mom, we're out in the middle of nowhere!
There are plenty of places in this country that are out in the middle of nowhere. None of which are quite as populous as Norlin. It's a fairly sizable city. You'll see it's not any different than anywhere else. Well, we are here. Smell that fresh air. Isn't that great? Now let's see if these keys still work. My goodness. This home is going to require a lot of love. Everyone stay close. Watch your step. There's simply no way we can sleep here under these conditions. We'll have to attack it. You ready?
Ready when you are, Mom! Bring it on!
Charge! Oh, wow. This is my Grandpa Silas's old library.
So this is Great-Grandpa?
Yep.
Is he still alive?
That's a good question. No one really knows what happened to him when he disappeared.
Disappeared?
After your great-grandmother Isabel passed away, Silas locked himself in his house and was never seen again. This is why the locals think this place is haunted.
Is it?
Of course not. Navin. Get down from there.
Come on, Mom. I'll be all right. There's nothing out here but old junk. These are so many blueprints. Was he an architect?
No. Silas was a puzzle maker. I knew he was proud of that. Although I always thought his puzzles looked more like toys or machines.
Wow.
I'm glad you're taking an interest in Silas's work. I'm sure it will come in handy for a school project.
Do I have to go to school? I can learn everything I need to know on my own.
I know you hate having to go to a new school again, but there's no way around it. I'm sure you two will have no problems making new friends.
It's not that, Mom. It's just that I don't see the use of learning algebra when I know I'll never use it in the real world.
And when did you get to know so much about the real world?
It's true, isn't it?
Well, that's besides the point.
You said Great-Grandpa didn't go to school, right? And look at all the cool stuff he did.
Emily, my grandfather was an eccentric, and he's not someone you should look up to.
Why not?
Just trust me, Emily. It's better to lead a normal life like everyone else. Now let's go downstairs and finish cleaning. We have a lot to do before it gets dark.
Let's go outside before we get in trouble. Hold on. We should leave it alone and tell Mom about it. She'll just tell us to put it back. Here, help me put it on. I'm not good at tying knots. It's easy. Just make two pretzels. Two pretzels. Did you tie it? I think so. It's beautiful. Don't tell Mom, okay? I want one too. I'll let you wear it when I'm done with it. Come on, let's go help Mom. How come I never get anything first?